I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this week's big story, the Quad City Times, reporter Barb Ikus gives us a closer look at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Moline. The cathedral was bought last month by two longtime friends, a local banker and a firefighter. The two plan to revamp the nearly 90-year-old building and open it to the public with a theater and event center. Barb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ben.
So the story broke last month that this old cathedral had been bought, but for this weekend's story, you took a tour of the place that hardly anyone ever gets to access. What did you see?
I got lost in the building a couple of times because it's so elaborate. There was a lot I didn't know. I didn't know about the Masonic background. I mean, it's not a church. It never was. But when we got in there, and we had just this free reign, and so when I say we, photographer Kevin Schmidt was on board, we started to walk around the place and realized that the entire thing leads back to the center. And the center of that building, which is it's a three-story, 600-seat theater, and it's beautiful. I didn't realize that was the Masons' thing, but they were all about theater and about taking moral lessons in life and acting them out on the stage. So we just went and poked around and opened doors and found crevices, and it's just such a cool old building.
And I understand one of the new owners of this building, his name is Adam Bain. He made a surprise discovery shortly after you took your tour, and this is already after he had bought the building. What was it that he found?
There was a corridor on the second level, and there was a large piece of furniture that was sort of like a dresser or cupboard. And they moved it, because they're moving everything in the building, and he found a tunnel. He was in a suit, so he couldn't get very far in it. But he tells me that it goes down in one direction, and it just sort of runs into a dead end. And then it goes up in another direction, and he got about as high as he could before he found a crawl space. He thinks it might be some old ventilation shaft, but he hasn't done all the exploring he'd like to do, so we don't know really what it was for. But again, I'm not surprised that it was there. The place is just full of odd spaces. And I mean, the Masons were a really unique collection of people anyway, and as you look at their rituals, they're a little bit hard to understand. The promotions and the levels and the bizarre names, well, maybe not bizarre, it wasn't bizarre to them. A really interesting collection of people, and that building really reflects that.
And what stood out most to you on the tour?
How seriously they took theater. The dressing room behind the stage, there are four different access points to the theater from the dressing room. And I mean, there's rows of cupboards. There were wardrobes still left behind. They used a seamstress and they bought their costumes. And there were showers and a four-well sink in the middle of the room. And it was a professional theater. And you don't think about that as a fraternal organization. The building was so off limits to the public for so long, we didn't know what was going on in there. And to go in now with them virtually gone, their ghosts are sort of left, and some of the wardrobes are still hanging there. And you can just see that it was such an elaborate place, and they took it all so very seriously.
Barb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ben.
You can read Barb's story in the Sunday edition of the Quad City Times. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.